Jeff, thanks for joining us. Let's start off the report with an update on COVID-19 in Silver City and Grant County. What can you share with us regarding news around the coronavirus in the area?
Of New Mexico, Grant County's COVID infection numbers are rising. At the start of this week, the county had a total of 131 cases. Two people have died so far, and 53 of those 131 cases are considered recovered. The Daily Press discovered that a large number of the new cases over the past couple weeks have actually been in institutions around the county. For example, the campus at Western New Mexico University accounted for 20 of the recent reported infections. The detention center found 9 inmates that were positive for COVID-19. They've all since recovered, which is good news. 4 corrections officers also were self-quarantining due to COVID infection. They were supposed to be back at work at the beginning of this week. The district attorney's office has shut down for a couple weeks because of one staffer coming down with COVID-19. These numbers, as they came up in these various agencies and institutions, could see them appear in the state's database, for would appear the day or two after we heard about the corrections officers, for example. And it's a little disconcerting for the community. I think rumors are flying of other hot spots, but we have been able to confirm that the Silver Care Center, a nursing home here, is locked down to visitors due to it appears to be several COVID infections, either among staff or residents. So that's where we're at right now in Grant County.
I want to move on and talk about the election that is coming up. There are a couple of races that are starting to get a little heated.
That's right. The Daily Press reported this week on the District 38 House race. Candidate Rebecca Dow responded to an Ethics Commission complaint filed by her Democratic opponent, Karen Whitlock, accusing Dow of incorrectly reporting her status as a legislator when obtaining millions of dollars in state funding for her Appletree Education nonprofit organization. Dow has denied the ethics violation strenuously and, in fact, overnight filed a Ethics Commission complaint against Whitlock herself. Dow is accusing Whitlock of basically manufacturing these allegations in order to come up with a negative campaign strategy against Dow. Dow is protesting a mailer that the Whitlock campaign sent out claiming that Rebecca Dow broke the law. And Whitlock, for her part, is not backing down on this and insists that the Ethics Commission complaint is a valid complaint. And even though the Ethics Commission cannot hold a public hearing this close to the election, we talked to the Ethics Commission in Albuquerque, and they are able to determine whether to move forward on a complaint like this. Everything is confidential with the Ethics Commission, but I'm sure we can count on hearing about developments from one of the two candidates involved in this.
Also, there is a highly contested state Senate seat that is up for grabs in the area. Now, what can you share about that race?
The District 28 state Senate race has the two candidates trading barbs over whether or not Democrat Zaya Correa Hemphill defrauded the public education department when she was a teacher with Silver Consolidated School Districts. That is the allegation that Jimbo Williams, the Republican in the race, his campaign has made against Hemphill, Correa Hemphill. Correa Hemphill denies this strenuously and points out that despite what a campaign mailer said, she was, in fact, in 2013 on unpaid leave from the district. The mailer said she was on paid leave, and also she says that she was fired, wrongly terminated from the school district, while she, as a mother, was having to stay home and take care of her seriously ill son and a newborn at the time. These races are getting heated, and actually, listeners can tune into a Daily Press forum on Monday, next Monday, between Jimbo Williams and Zaya Correa Hemphill. and find out what the candidates have to say for themselves.
All right, Jeff, thanks for the update. We'll talk to you next week on the Silver City Report.
Thanks, Anthony.